Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
Independence Day is come and gone, and somehow this 4th of July felt like it took 2 weeks long. Being on a Tuesday was kind of a strange deal as the weekend started early and went long and long and long, where the Keatsmans found themselves outdoors so much that by the time Independence Day rolled around, we just kind of vegged out and binged watched some Yellowstone and watched some fireworks off the deck on Tuesday evening to wrap up the week with a long weekend for the 4th of July. And we are back now with Kevin Keatsman as Issues. It's great to have you with us as you're probably not back in your regular routine. A lot of folks back to work on this Wednesday, but a short week indeed. A couple of little news and notes from the holiday weekend if you didn't catch it, because a lot of folks check out, don't follow things like they normally would, and that's okay. That's always a good thing. We had one little nugget from the Patron Post over the weekend where we talked a lot about the history of Independence Day and the 4th of July and focused on fireworks. The top 11 states for fireworks sales in America, the top 11 states for fireworks per capita were all Trump states in the last election. I think we know exactly what that means. We also have a tradition on the 4th of July, and that is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Joey Chestnut wins for the 16th time. He wins the mustard belt, 62 dogs and buns, is well short of his record of 76. He said, yeah, winning with 62, which was almost twice as many as second place, winning with 62 has left room for beer, he said. I still have room left. So kind of a fun note there. They had a couple hour rain delay before they could do the hot dogs and buns contest at Coney Island. And then late on July 4th at 11:30 p.m., our favorite social media influencer and star, Mrs. Mahomes, took to Twitter and tweeted out, fireworks at 11:30 with a question mark, because apparently they could still hear fireworks at their house, as did we. And not long after that, we heard the fireworks of an actual storm going through. Many people in the area got 1 to 3 inches from severe storms overnight and high winds. I don't think we got very much at my house. I think we got a little bit, but good. We needed some rain, and the timing couldn't have been better. Keep the good weather for us through the holiday, and while we sleep, drop a little rain. That is a good thing. The other story that kind of came about this weekend that folks were talking about was Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce appearing in a new ad for Bud Light. And I don't think this is a widespread ad. I've not read that this is a big campaign that's going to be part of the football season or the upcoming football season, although it could be. This looked like one of those quick hitter little 15-second spots that they put out in social media and on the web, and they want people to see it and have it go viral and whatnot, and you don't really spend money buying network television or things like that. I don't think Bud Light has decided what they're going to do yet with network television and football. So the real thing for Bud Light and their advertising is, what will they do for football season? What will that look like? Because that's ads everywhere. That's the NFL. That's the colleges. That's all the conferences. This is the biggest thing they spend money on. And what will that look like? But if the Travis Kelce 15-second teaser spot is any indication, they have titled this thing called Backyard Grunts with Travis Kelce, where he grunts as he sits down in a lawn chair next to a table that has a can of Bud Light on it. Now, Travis Kelce never picks up the Bud Light, never endorses Bud Light. Apparently, he can't do this as an NFL player. We've seen Patrick Mahomes now does a bear commercial for Coors Light. It's the Coors Light bear instead of beer. Get it? Because you can't endorse it. So they're both getting paid by beer companies to be in beer commercials, but not actually endorsing the beer. Famously, when I was younger, George Brett and Robin Yount did a commercial together for Miller Lite. So we've touched all the bases here with the big light beers in the U.S. George Brett was Miller Lite, although he drinks Coors Light. Patrick Mahomes drinks Coors Light and does Coors Light. And I don't know what Travis Kelce drinks, but Bud Light apparently is paying him some money. When we first heard this was coming out, I thought maybe it was kind of a regional thing or the local distributors, because that's what Travis Kelce did last year. As you recall, you may have gone into the grocery store or the liquor store or something like that and saw a life-size cutout of Travis Kelce holding like packages of Bud Light. So he did this last year on kind of a regional basis here in 5 or 6 states around the Midwest, where the Chiefs obviously are a very big thing. Now they're using him for an internet ad, and they have gone back to their playbook, the exact thing that their marketing director said they didn't want, and that was the frat boy image, is middle, now it's middle-aged frat boy behavior. It's backyard grunts with Travis Kelce, where a series of middle-aged guys, or approaching middle-aged guys, at least 30-somethings into their 40s, most of these, working on their car, sitting in the yard, make a noise as they sit down, which we tend to do. It's kind of cute. I get it. I couldn't care less if Travis Kelce does a Bud Light commercial. It's not my decision to make for him. Whatever he wants to endorse and do is fine with me. I've had the personal belief that this brand has paid a huge price at this point, and the constant complaining about them and what they're doing is fine. Everybody certainly has the right to do that, but it seems like an obsession for a lot of people. And I think part of this comes from in the most recent week, Bud Light was still down 27% year over year from that week from last year. So they're still just getting pounded completely by the consumers. And I think a lot of this is momentum of the people that are boycotting, saying it's easy for me to just switch to another beer and look at these numbers. It's now like it's a game for people to say, we're just going to keep punishing this company. We're going to keep. Even though, as I've pointed out here, and now you're seeing several stories everywhere, about 1,000 other companies out there have similar issues, but nobody has boycotted them. Bud Light was the perfect storm in so many ways. In fact, Kid Rock has been accused now of being a hypocrite because apparently the company or the brand that makes his T-shirts and a lot of the swag he sells on his website and whatnot are tied to these LGBTQ+ and transgender charities and communities. Folks, you can't do this. I think what makes people feel so good is they're like, okay, there's Bud Light. I'm going to boycott this. I'm doing something. And I agree with that. But you cannot boycott all of it. It would take all day and all night to think about all the things that you consume, either through services or goods, do all the research on those companies, and weed out all of this. It's very, very difficult to do. So people pick and choose. I've made the comment before, one of the things that I chose a long time ago when they paid Colin Kaepernick all that money was Nike. I said, I'm done with Nike because of Kaepernick. That was an easy thing for me to do. But Nike owns other companies. They own other shoe companies. They own a lot of other things, and I've probably got those products. I'm not going to do the research on that. For me, it's easy. I just don't wear the swoosh. I won't wear the swoosh. I'm still mad over the Colin Kaepernick thing. That offended me. That offended me more than Dylan Mulvaney, a lot more. The entire national anthem thing and the quarterback wearing a Castro T-shirt, not being able to really articulate his political points and just saying America's racist and it sucks, and so I'm not going to stand for the anthem, and then a company paying him money for those opinions was too much for me. It was just too much. But that was me, and I don't think Travis Kelce's making a political statement here. I don't think he's telling anyone out there, hey, I'm a Democrat or I'm a supporter of LGBTQ or transgender or whatever, and he may be, not saying he's not, but I didn't get that from watching this commercial. So a lot of folks are like, oh, wow, Travis Kelce's doing Bud Light. What statement is he making? Travis Kelce never at any point has made any statement to me other than off the football field, two things, okay? He wants to be black. I mean, he talks like he tries to talk like he's black, and all of his girlfriends are black. Again, I couldn't care less what he does with his life. That's fine. I'm totally cool with that. I do think it's funny when I hear young white people trying to sound black. Like it's a fake dialect. That's not how he grew up. That's not how he talked, and he tries to talk that way. So we know that about him, right? And we know he likes to party. So backyard grunts, middle-aged white guy commercial is a little out of character for Travis Kelce. Not really his style at this point. But I like the guy, and I respect the guy. I don't think he's trying to say anything politically. I don't think he has much to say along those lines, nor does he care. He likes to crack jokes on his podcast and tell funny stories. And I don't think he's gotten to a point now where he wants to take some sort of a stance on anything in society. I don't. I think if you just asked him if he had one thing, he'd say, I just believe in equality of all people. And I don't know anybody that would disagree with that. So I'm cool with Travis Kelce. I'm cool with that. And it was pretty interesting to see that take place over the weekend. It is also, as the calendar has turned, July, and I want to make a kind of an important announcement here for us as we start July for one of our basically founding sponsors, John Gillette, and his family and all of his employees at Window World in Kansas and Missouri, really throughout the Midwest. They do work in Illinois too. I think some down in Oklahoma. There's other parts where the Window World's, John runs a pretty big operation. And you know his website is windowskansascity.com. But you maybe don't know is what he has done for charity through the years. And he doesn't like me talking about this a lot, but he's doing an auction online and they want to get as much as they possibly can for the one auction item that he's giving away. And this thing is really cool. So their charity is Action for Autism, which is an awesome Midwest-based charitable organization. They've been around about 15 years. They address, obviously, assisting children and their families across the spectrum of disorders. Their goal this year is to raise, Window World's goal is to raise $400,000 through their dinner and auction that they have every August. So he's opened up an online bid, and it's really interesting, but it's kind of a limited, narrow lane. It's not for everyone. The item is not for everyone, but it's really, really cool. And I think this speaks a little bit to his dedication for putting his money where his mouth is, that if he's going to do something, he's going to do it well. They have raised about $1.5 million for this charity through their dinner. Their goal is $400,000 this year. I mean, this is not some small little thing that John Gillette and Window World are doing. They're doing a big thing. They are a big part of Action for Autism and what their annual budget is, because Window World is putting in so much money now through all this great work that they're doing. The website is windowskansascity.com, and if you want to go there, you can make a donation. There's a link there, Action for Autism. You can donate $10, $20 if you'd like, or not, if you just want to read about it, whatever. But the auction item is only one auction, one item. And John Gillette at Window World is really excited to announce that they're doing a whole home remodel valued at up to $40,000. This is unbelievable. The remodel includes Window World's energy-efficient windows, siding and doors to homeowners in the eligible counties throughout Kansas and Missouri. There are about 80 counties listed. Pretty much if you live in Kansas or Missouri, you're counted. Now, this isn't for everyone, but maybe you need all new windows, siding, doors, all that, and you were thinking about doing it anyway. You might want to get on this auction, or maybe you have a rental property that's sort of run down, and you're like, boy, this one could really use the remodel. This could be, obviously, meet with your tax consultant. This could be a thing that you could get and have a tax advantage over it as well. But listen to what the value, what you get for this auction item. 15 Energy Star rated double hung windows, an exterior wrap on the outside of each window, 2,000 square feet of Prodigy insulated siding, Tyvek house wrap, all needed accessories, 200 feet of soffit and fascia, 200 square feet of porch ceiling, 200 feet of 5-inch gutters and oversized downspouts, a 5 or a 6-foot sliding patio door, front entry door system including side lights, and of course all installations and applicable warranties. This bid is up right now, and it really, it's coming down to this. He does media in Kansas City and St. Louis, so I've taken this as a challenge that I want Kansas City to win this auction item. Okay, only one person is going to win. This thing opened up on July 1. This is the first year hearing about it. It's valued at $40,000. The current leading bid is $20,000, and that is from somebody in Kansas City. So if you think this might apply to you, your business, I guess it doesn't have to be a house. Maybe you have one of those, you're in one of those commercial areas where there are sometimes converted row houses have become businesses. This could work for you as well. Go to windowskansascity.com and you'll see right at the top, it's a big yellow banner. It says Action for Autism Auction. And you'll click right on it. You'll see the Chief Summit there, the Window World logo, and it's right there. windowskansascity.com. That's windowskansascity.com. And that's just an amazing thing that he's doing this year. It's so awesome. Crooked Tail Media is our little company. We have made a donation to Action for Autism on behalf of the patrons at KKHI. I mentioned many times a year we do charitable things, make donations. Our patrons are involved in things, and we like to help out wherever we can. And that is one of the great functions of the patron program. For patrons of KKHI that sign up for $5 a month, we're able to kick back an awful lot of that money to charity. And we certainly enjoy doing that. And there's nothing better than Action for Autism. And so we've done that with John Gillette, our friend over at Window World. Great work, John. That's an awesome thing. I had no idea, to be honest. I've known John a long time. I had no idea he's raised like $1.5 million for autism. And that's a hefty goal, $400,000 for 1 year this year. That is a hefty, hefty goal. So that's pretty cool stuff. All right, that gets you up to date with everything going on around the holiday and the beginning of July. What a terrible, terrible, terrible weekend for the Bidens. Oh, my goodness. Joe Biden and the White House staff got slapped down by federal judge Terry Doty in the Western District of Louisiana that they cannot contact and coordinate with social media companies. This is a federal judge in a lawsuit brought by the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana ruling and putting an injunction on the Biden administration or anyone on the White House staff that would do such work from coordinating with social media companies about disinformation, censorship, or problems with things they see posted on social. One of the examples that's now been reported is a recent request by the White House to censor Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, I always love the details of these stories. Okay, first, let's give the main story the credit that's due. This is a massive victory for America that the White House cannot coordinate, and we should take this further than the tech companies. This shouldn't just be Facebook, Google, Twitter, Insta, whatever. It shouldn't just be those. It really should be all media. Like, the White House shouldn't be able to call CNN and say, we want you to do this story, or we want you to take this down, or the New York Times or Washington Post, we want you to do this. We'll coordinate with you. We'll leak this to you. You guys run this story. They really shouldn't be allowed to do that. I don't know how you stop it completely, but this one's pretty scary. This is punishable by law now with this judge. He has not given his complete ruling yet on this case, but he has slapped down the Biden administration that they cannot contact these outfits. And I love the detail that one of the recent examples that they gave of them contacting Facebook or Meta and Google on Google searches has to do with Robert F. Kennedy, because therein truly lies the playbook. When it was COVID, and most of this ruling is about COVID-19, the judge goes on and says COVID-19 and what they did, if these allegations are true, the judge says, if all these things are true, if everything they presented to me is true, there's no reason to believe it's not. The judge says this is, quote, the most egregious violation of the First Amendment in the history of the United States of America, unquote, based on what the Democrats did during COVID. What they did with any information that you'd be able to consume. They cannot be trusted. They cannot be believed. They are complete and total liars on all of this stuff. They manipulate everything that you see and hear, and they've been doing it with the social media companies, in addition to all the network broadcasts and the New York Times and the Washington Post and pretty much all media around the country. They were doing the same thing through COVID. They were making fun of anyone. Remember this, they slap down, there are no therapeutics. If you get COVID, there's nothing that will make you well. Oh, that's horse medicine, they'd say. These people, these crazy right-wingers are crazy. Joe Rogan's taking horse medicine. He's going to die. You're going to die. We're all going to die. Take the jab instead. We don't feel bad for you. There is no therapeutic for COVID. If you get it, there's no help for you. You better get the jab. I mean, it was remarkable the BS they pumped on us through COVID. I think most people know it. God, I hope so. I hope it's all setting in, because the data on this is ridiculous. And the damage it's doing, the injuries that people have from the jab is criminal. It is absolutely criminal, the number of people that have these things going on. But the judge says this is the most egregious violation of the First Amendment in the history of the United States, what they did during COVID. But then you get this little detail, okay? We know what they did during COVID. We know what they did during elections previous to that. The 2020 elections, were well aware of the way they conspired with big tech. Then they used it when they got in with COVID and the jab. And now, I mean, where are they now? RFK Jr.? Wow. That's almost a sign of panic from this White House. Folks, nobody is taking RFK Jr. seriously. I feel like I'm the only one. You know, there's going to be actual elections after the first of the year. There will be primaries in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, and they want to go first in South Carolina because Biden would likely win that one. But if the Democrats go first in Iowa or New Hampshire, which still seems to be up to debate, there's very real possibilities that RFK Jr. could win that state or one of those states or come very, very close and get people talking. Because the least reported thing right now in all of D.C. and politics is RFK's chance of beating Biden in a primary. Hell, I might be able to beat Biden in a primary. If they are right now conspiring with big tech to slow down RFK Jr., what does that tell you about what they think of Joe Biden as a candidate and what he has done as president? I mean, I can't even imagine. It got worse from there. They found cocaine in the White House this weekend. New York Post is reporting that this was in the West Wing, not the library, as previously reported. Again, they lied. Secret Service says we found a white powder substance. Then they verified, yes, this is cocaine. Then they said, oh, it was in a library. And now it turns out it was in the West Wing. Joe Biden has cocaine in the White House. How on earth is this happening? I mean, these people are bad. I'm telling you, liberals get it all wrong. They get everything wrong. They can't control this type of stuff because, and I know I'm generalizing here, who's more likely to have cocaine in the White House? A president whose son is a drug addict or a president like Donald Trump who doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and nobody in his family does? It's a legitimate question. It's the kind of people you hang with. It's what you do. Look, I don't know whose cocaine it was. Nobody's saying it's Hunter Biden's, but he's basically been living there. He's there all the time. We've seen him at events over the last couple of weeks, and now they find cocaine. You can't even bring the topic up without asking the question to connect the two. If we're being totally honest, how can you not say, is this related to Hunter Biden? Is it a friend of Hunter Biden's? Oh, yeah, I'll help you get in there. Was it somebody's, you know, bucket list item to snort coke in the White House? That sounds like it to me. Sounds to me like even if it was a tourist, that maybe you were a loose friend of Hunter's or something and got special access in or whatever, and you know, you had this bucket list of, you know, snorting a couple of lines in the White House to say you did it. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know. Maybe it is Hunter stuff. Who knows? They're saying he's clean now. I don't know if he is or not. But this White House is a complete and utter mess. I mean nothing like this. Okay, folks, the new car image we've been talking about recently as an outstanding new sponsor here at KKHI, Brad and his team at the new car image. So here's the deal with Brad. My wife has this game, this running game with him. We've known him for a few years now. And when she got a new car or she gets a new tag or whatever each year, you know, it updates your tag by the year. It's a sticker. And she's had the same license plate forever. They allow you to keep the same one for a long time if you want. Instead of peeling off the old sticker, she puts the new one right over the old one. I think a lot of people do that. So that's not that unusual. But he detailed her car one time. The new car image detailed her car for her. And he goes, man, I'd sure like to peel all those things off there because it's just not neat and clean and right. That's how detailed he is about the way your car looks. So she just got her new sticker about 6 weeks ago. And, of course, she put it on. Now she's putting them on, overlapping them a little bit so you can see the old ones underneath it, and takes a picture of it and sends it to him just to drive him wild. He's like, I can't believe you're doing that. It's like a game for her now. But that's how much he cares about what your car looked like. I've never met anybody, and I've known a lot of car guys. I've never met anybody like Brad and his guys on what it means to get a car. They'll take a 10-year-old car and make it look better than it was on the showroom floor. It's unbelievable. TheNewCarImage.com. They've got mobile service. They can go anywhere in Kansas City or Lawrence. And he's going to offer through July now to everyone. We had a contest for the first five clients or whatever a couple weeks ago to get the ceramic coating, which puts wax to just out to pasture. Okay, this ceramic coat is just remarkable. And it's a $300 to $500 service. If you do a full interior detail, they will now do this free for you, the coating, the ceramic coating, absolutely free the entire month of July. The entire month of July. All you got to do is call and schedule it, 816-499-1470. TheNewCarImage.com. Now, he does the ceramic coatings in Belton, but if you have a garage that's available, because the sun, and you can't do it out in the sun in the summer. Can't do it. So it has to be done in a garage, the ceramic coating. Some of you who live either in the right place or have the right garage, they can do it at your house. They can do it where you are. They might be able to do the ceramic coating for some of you on a mobile basis, but they can do all the rest of the detailing with the mobile unit. They come right to you at work. They can do fleets. They do complete car services now. They do maintenance, valet service. They'll coordinate, going to the DMV for you even. It's your personal car valet. If you're busy, think of this as if you got somebody that cuts your grass or maybe somebody that cleans your house, think of this as the same thing. The new car image will take care of your car for you, everything related to it. All your paperwork, all your documentation, all of your service needs, they'll do all of it. They also detail like crazy, and they love to work with companies. If you have a fleet, they'll maintain your fleet of cars in all the same ways. They can handle it all. TheNewCarImage.com, 816-499-1470. There's no company like that. They're completely unique in that way. Of course, once it's clean, you're going to want to drop it on an amazing garage floor. It'll look great if you call my man John or Heather over at Amazing Garage Floors. I don't know what you've been waiting on. If you haven't done this, I've got email after email after email from you that have said, I've done this and it's the greatest thing I've ever done. It's awesome. You deserve an amazing garage floor. 913-901-7139, amazinggaragefloors.net. And the Finch Knife Company is online at finchknifeco.com. This company is born in Kansas City. Every knife is designed right here. They use 154-centimeter U.S. steel blades. You will keep life from getting dull with all kinds of great lines of pocket knives. Online at finchknifecompany.com, finchknifeco.com. The Flint series is out. It's got a 3-inch blade, a satin finish, titanium clip. You're going to love it. You can find them at Shields, The Bullet Hole, and Teague Tractor, or online at finchknifeco.com. Well, the news generally, when we get to the facts in politics, the news generally isn't very good for liberals because their policies don't work. So it's not unusual, and I'm not making any real headlines here, that I've told you about Biden's trouble and the things going on with our economy and inflation and all these different things that he's created as president, nor the scandals around him. But when I mention the little old state of Kansas that only has, what, 2.5 million residents? Something like that. It's a big state geographically, but a small state population-wise. When we mention Kansas, it shouldn't come as a surprise that as Republicans have put bad candidates up to run for governor, Laura Kelly has earned two terms. She says she's a centrist and likes to work with the other side. She's not. She's a classic liberal. She's a classic liberal. And with the power of the veto, she's able to stop Kansas from being great again. There's no other way to say it. So this is the survey of rich states, poor states. There's a group out there that does this, all 50 states. And Kansas has received its lowest score ever in the rich states, poor states poll. It's a survey. It's actual data. It's not a poll. This is data. It's legit. So the state of Kansas since December, so they're basically saying the first half of this year, state of Kansas lost 5,500 jobs. Kansas, in the last legislative session, failed to enact any personal, business, or food tax cuts. The Senate president, Ty Masterson, a conservative, blames Laura Kelly's veto on these items and says that Kansas needs systemic reform or they are dead in the water for job creation and eventually their economy and tax base. You need jobs for people to pay taxes. He says, we're dead. We got to get Laura Kelly out, or we have to get her to sign something and not veto it, or we're cooked. Kansas in 6 months has lost 5,500 jobs. Kansas has lost 5,500 jobs. This is the time where people are pouring in the country and just getting hired everywhere. There are jobs everywhere. Unemployment is low. Like, people can work. That's not one of the issues right now. There are jobs available, but those jobs are not in Kansas. Kansas somehow has the huge job creation project in Manhattan with the bioscience facility, and then the huge battery thing coming to DeSoto in Johnson County. And these are adding thousands of jobs, and the state is still losing jobs. 5,500 jobs lost since December. That's terrible. To put this in context, in the region, Kansas is the only outlier. Missouri, over the same time period, added 17,300 jobs. Nebraska added 11,200. Oklahoma added 23,700. Iowa added 20,800. And Colorado added 19,900. They all added massive amounts of jobs. And Kansas lost 5,500. Laura Kelly is doing far more damage to this state than anyone knows. And she just keeps plugging along with all these rhinos and all these normal Kansans who used to vote Republican, thinking, well, she's for abortion, so I kind of like her. And, you know, she's not really a far-left Democrat. She's kind of conservative. No, she's not. And if she had her way, she'd be pulling them babies out at 8 months and killing them. If she had her way, she'd be doing all of it. All the dumb stuff she's for. And this is a terrible thing to say. This is not deep political analysis. But you can just tell by looking at her, she's a crazy liberal. Just look at the woman. You're like, no. No, you shouldn't be our governor. And her latest thing is, just veto everything, install it. Like, don't let the Republicans do anything is kind of her game plan. That's it. This is what you get. So Kansas lost 5,500 and probably by these numbers should have gained at least 11 or 12,000. So this isn't even close. Kansas isn't even close to competitive. And of course, the Republicans are saying we did nothing with personal taxes, business taxes, food tax cuts, and they've had a property tax issue throughout the state of Kansas. And so your businesses just aren't growing. If the businesses aren't growing, look, there's a surplus of cash in this state. Everybody, you know, they campaign that the Republicans had control for so long. Brownback was there and they did all these tax cuts and it didn't work. And so, you know, they had a budget deficit because of that. The result of having the budget deficit from all the tax cuts and everything that took place was a booming economy that very quickly led to a surplus. After that, you can't study it the year it happens. You got to wait for the effect down the road. 5.5 years of Laura Kelly has led to 5,500 fewer jobs in 6 months. They're losing 1,000 jobs a month in Kansas while everyone else is gaining. That's Laura Kelly. A big problem in Kansas. Need to fix it. Need to fix it fast. There is a great company in Kansas called 360 Document Solutions who, and I haven't talked to Mark about this in a while, but he's hiring great people, especially if you're conservative. We used to talk about this and say, if you didn't take the jab and some company was giving you a hard time for it, he wants to talk to you about working at 360 Document Solutions. 360documentsolutions.com. This is pretty simple. This is the way to take something that you're probably already doing at your company or business and it's not functioning as properly as it should be because you're working with a big major corporation that you don't know who to call. When you have a service problem or you need new equipment or supplies and you're on the phone with somebody in Guatemala, that's not going to help you very much. If you've got copiers or printers at your office, phone systems, any of these things, service is everything with 360 Document Solutions. Online at 360documentsolutions.com or call, here you go, call a real person, 913-745-5000. 5344. Call a real person, and they'll just come on out, take a look at what you have, and see if they can't save you some money and get you much better service than you currently have. Fry Orthodontics is online at fryorthodontics.com. Ooh, it got a little mean over the weekend. We were talking about people, mostly in sports, but also some people on the news and things like that. We were talking about people that could sure use a free makeover from Fry Orthodontics. Hey, it was just swimming pool discussion, you know? It happens. It's one of those things. But there's 13 locations, so there's really no excuse to not get the grill fixed. And if you have waited for years and years and years and put it off and thought about, well, I haven't done this, they can do this with Invisalign. It's non-invasive. People don't know you're doing it. Your smile is set for life. It's beautiful. It costs less than you think. It's the same price as braces now. Invisalign at fryorthodontics.com. 13 locations. Log on to fryorthodontics.com. Your first appointment when you book it with KKHI is free. It's a consultation. They'll tell you what they think. And you could be good to go with a great smile for the rest of your life. The Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan would love to host you this summer. I don't know if anybody... I'd love to hear from anybody that was at the Wamego Fireworks. Did you go to the Wamego Fireworks? If you did, I want you to send me an email and tell me how great it was, because it was supposedly the biggest show in the Midwest. So shoot that over to me in an email if you went to the Wamego Fireworks. And if you stayed at the Bluemont Hotel for the Wamego Fireworks, I'd love to know about your experience there as well, because they had a wonderful $85 offer for 4th of July weekend. Not their busiest weekend at the Bluemont Hotel, but what a great place to stay for $85. Woo! BluemontHotel.com. They can hook you up this summer for any little league tournament you're going to, soccer events, things in Manhattan. Maybe you do business there. Or if you're just going to go visit, play some golf maybe, or do a little boating or be in the area, or there's a wedding or something taking place, BluemontHotel.com and Goolsby's Indoor Entertainment Center. Goolsby's great. They give you a little swipe card and you go right up to the wall of taps. They have 30 beers and seltzers on the wall. You pour your own. It's measured by the ounce. So it's really cool. It's a neat place, the Bluemont Hotel and Goolsby's, located on the corner of Aggieville and Kansas State University. All right, let's talk a little sports, not a lot of sports, a little sports here. The Royals' latest loss was to the Twins, shocking. Zach Greinke got rocked, not a big surprise. And he left the game with shoulder fatigue. I know this is getting old, but I like to point out to you, when I see something that is exactly typical of why the Royals stink, I like to point it out. Here's the problem with paying Zach Greinke millions more this year to come eat innings. Okay? He's not a beloved figure in this town. Nobody else will say that. He's not a beloved figure. He was not on the World Series team. Remember, Zach Greinke was the guy we traded to win the World Series. The Royals won the World Series because they traded Zach Greinke for Lorenzo Cain and Alcides Escobar. I forget the third player. I should remember that was a relief pitcher, I believe. And so the Royals went on to win a World Series. So we always looked at Zach Greinke as the guy. Well, the Royals won the World Series because they traded Zach Greinke. I have nothing against Zach Greinke. He's a good family man, takes his kids to the ballpark and plays catch with them on off days. There's just a lot to like about Zach Greinke. I got no issues with that. He just really shouldn't be pitching anymore. And he definitely shouldn't be making this kind of a salary. Again, I like the guy enough, but what are we doing here? What is this? I can't really make an argument that the stunning the growth or opportunity of another young pitcher. I can't make that. But I think the Royals sometimes are so stupid, because I think their thought initially to have him and then to bring him back was, well, he's a beloved figure here. We're hoping someday he'll retire a Royal or something. I don't know. I don't know what this is. Is it charity? He's not selling a single ticket. Nobody's going to the Royals or following the Royals because Zach Greinke's pitching tonight. So whatever you thought he was, there's no marketing there. If Salvi gets traded and is gone for 5 years and comes back when he's 38 or 39 for a year, you might sell a bunch of tickets. You might. Heck, you might even sell some tickets if you do an Eric Hosmer night or something. And, you know, sign him to a one-day deal. I don't know. I don't know. But Zach Greinke? Do they think he's a draw? And I know he's not as expensive as other pitchers, but right now it seems a little sad to me. He's trying to reach these milestones. Like, he struck out his 1,000th batter, not 1,000 strikeouts. He struck out 1,000 different major league players. That's a big number. That's cool. He's got 50-some strikeouts to another milestone. There's a lot of milestones out there, but what is that? What are we doing? I'd rather watch the Savannah Bananas than that. He got rocked. He gave up big home runs in the game and then left with shoulder fatigue. I'm going to guess he's going to be out for a little while. That generally happens when you're almost 40. You made it this far. Zach Greinke's been a great pitcher, but this is a bad team, and he's another symptom of why they're so bad. The Royals are 25-61, which is just absolutely pathetic. Absolutely. And completely, utterly pathetic. Shout out to a couple more sponsors here before our final. Cross Kitchens KC is your remodeler. Online at crosskitchenskc.com. Family owned and operated in Belton. Back 9 Development is your custom home builder. Commercial properties, room additions. Online at back9development.com. Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. Just, again, another person, just call the person. How cool is that? TJ'd love to meet with you about your project. 785-236-0161, back9development.com. And, of course, Tickets for Less. It's concert season. I'm going to, that's going to lead us here to our final. I am going to be shopping at ticketsforless.com with the promo code KKHI as I'm going on a series of concerts in a 5-week period. They are headlined by, we've changed our schedule. So at the Team Smile event, I purchased a house for 1 week in Breckenridge to use in the summer. We were going to take like 3 or 4 couples, and it was for charity. It was an auction, and I bought it. I was the winning bid, and it just didn't work out with every schedule, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, now Spencer's getting married, and so I'm going to have Spencer and his bride go there for their honeymoon. They go up into the mountains and enjoy the beautiful time. So they're using the house and doing that. So it actually opened up a week that there were a couple of concerts that we wanted to see in Kansas City. And so now we're going to go see those. Of course, we'll use Tickets for Less to get the tickets. The first is going to be Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks at Arrowhead. We'll go to that one. Then the Turnpike Troubadours at Sandstone. I still call it Sandstone. Although they're playing at the Lake of the Ozarks the night before that. I wonder if I could go to both. I think they're in Omaha or Lincoln as well right around then. But then we do the Troubadours. And then we have decided we're going to go at the end of September. And we've been trying for over a year to see Eric Church. We're going to go to West Palm Beach, Florida to see Eric Church. So all my tickets are going to be at ticketsforless.com. I just feel like concerts are great right now. Concerts feel better post-COVID than even sporting events. I'm not sure why that is, but that's my take on it. We haven't really gotten back to the movie theaters yet. I kind of want to see the Indiana Jones movie. If any of you have seen that, I'll take your recommendation on whether to go see it. The Mission Impossible movie is coming out next week. I'm definitely going to see that, and I want to see Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer is about Oppenheimer and building the atomic bomb. It looks epic. I mean, it looks epic. So there's 3 movies out there I want to see. That's a pretty rare thing. We're going places. Seeing things, man. No COVID. We're out there getting after it. I'd love to hear any of your thoughts on any of those things. Feel free anytime to send an email and say, hey, this is good. This is bad. This band was great. This movie was good. This thing was terrible. Whatever. I love all those things. And if I get enough of them, maybe I'll just put them all together in one mashup of a segment on one of the episodes of KKHI and just share it with the entire audience. Not afraid to review things and let people know. It doesn't always have to be sports or politics. If it's music or something else or a movie, let me know. That's why we tack life on the end of it and say Kevin Keatsman has issues, sports, politics, and life every day right where you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. subscribe to get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties. Visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.